What you got?
Okay, my subject today.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'm not sure if we talked about this in the past.
By the way, if you hear noise in the background, it's because our house is being worked on out in the yard.
The money pit from hell.
It's not really from hell, but it is.
It's a money pit.
Whatever.
It's a good money pit.
Listen, if you're going to buy a house, or like new people buying a house, can I just tell you right off the bat? If you're the man, all right, and you go to buy a house with your woman, and you hear, and you go, oh, I'm checking it, we're checking out a house. Whenever she looks at something and goes something like, yeah, I'm not, I like the house, I'm not sure about the kitchen. Just pretend anytime they say, I'm not sure, go like this in your head. Ka-ching!
Okay.
Ka-ching!
So women.
That means she's going to redo it. Ka-ching!
How about women? And you know what? Men feel this way too. You're perfectly happy living in a cardboard box.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kitchen is where I spend 85% of my time.
Ka-ching!
So, okay, let me put you in.
I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying these are hidden. If I'm young, right? Like we have friends right now looking at a house. Okay? They live in an apartment forever.
A tiny apartment.
They live in a tiny apartment.
They can't fit in their apartment anymore.
Yes, we know that.
Three people now.
That's not the debate. There is no debate. I'm just saying, if I had advice and I came into a house and I knew right away where you, like, what we have is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
But we bought amazing so that we wouldn't have to ever move again.
Right. But everything's been redone, which is not a bad thing. It all looks amazing.
Because it was built in 1982.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
So the kitchen that we had was 1982 kitchen.
Yes. Yes.
All the bathrooms. How about that orange formica?
Yeah.
You weren't okay with that going away?
No.
Orange.
I'm trying to
bright
help.
Bright orange formica. Oh, what about the bright royal blue formica wall unit?
That's right.
Now, back in the 80s, that was rocking.
That's where a lot of...
oh, my gosh. I have pictures.
A lot of marriages would have been...
You should put it on your website. That's how bad they were.
They were pretty bad. A lot of marriages are probably broken in parties with that big blue thing.
And the pink...
A lot of snorting.
Marble...
Off of there.
Fireplace.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
No, I'm great. I totally get it. I'm just saying, for all you guys, for whoever's... And females. Whoever's putting... Well, you're a unit, so you're both buying it. I'm just saying, you walk in, she goes, yeah, you know, we can always do this. Ka-ching! I know that. I'm just saying, anyone buying a house, the minute you hear one or the other, a lot of time men's will go, we can knock down this wall. Ka-ching!
Yeah, nothing's free.
No, I know that. But just know, those are big costs.
This wasn't the subject I want to talk about. All right. It's negativity.
It's not negative. It's just a fair warning.
It's an awesome way to build your life together and make your home your home.
Yes.
Not somebody else's stuff.
D just cursed. Whoop, whoop. She resisted cursing. Whoop. Jesus would be angry with you right now. Oh, no, he doesn't get angry. Right? He knew you were going to say that. And he gave you a hug as you said that.
He loves you.
All right. Anyway, what were we going to say?
Okay. I think we brought that subject up when spouses...
With each other.
Stray.
Yes.
That came up.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
So with this one, I feel like I just want to talk about where this is embedded in your life, that you,
what do you mean?
The need to be appreciated for every good deed that you do. Why is it not enough that it just makes you feel good with your own accomplishments? Why do you feel like your husband has to say, you're the best. You're so smart. Why do you need that? Shouldn't you already feel that way without somebody patting you on the back or giving you a medal for every achievement that
you do? Well, I tell it to Rich, my opener. We used to, if we go on the road, richisfunny.com, by the way.
he's very funny.
He is very funny.
Uncle Rich.
Matter of fact, he killed so hard at the Morristown show in New Jersey that if I hear one more person coming up to me going, your opener was, you were great, that your opener.
He was fantastic.
He was on fire.
He's so funny. He's a giggly funny.
He's just naturally funny.
Yeah, he's super funny.
Rich is naturally funny.
Richisfunny.com.
But we have a thing where we go, I forgot. He used to talk about this, and I forgot where he felt deserved. But I go, Rich, when we go down the neighborhood, right, and we wave to someone, you get annoyed if they don't wave back. You get annoyed. You're like, you know what? You sourpuss, whatever. But at the end of the day, or if you hold the door open for someone, and we talked about this the other day, I'm not going to say.
It doesn't matter who.
There are times while I enjoy holding the door open for people, and there's a specific.
It's usually teenagers.
Statistic?
No.
In my own personal life, where.
I've never felt that
certain.
Way.
I'm telling you from my own personal certain. Sometimes people feel deserved when they walk through the door. They will strut slower or they won't even acknowledge it. Now, I don't get annoyed or I don't get mad, but some people that really piss them off or they'll say, you're welcome.
That would be me.
Well, once in a while, I'll do it too. Just like, hey, man, I'm just. Oh, speaking of that, you know what we did this weekend? Can I just go off subject? This was kind of cool.
After I say this, it brings back the point that.
Did something specific happen to make you bring this up?
It brings back the point that when you do something nice, you need a response.
But you shouldn't need a response.
We're not supposed to need a response. You're not supposed to need a pat on the back.
No.
You're not supposed to need a medal for every little thing you freaking do in life.
True.
So if you do
And you don't know when it's coming back.
If you do something great and you think you're all that, that's you. Don't expect other people to be like, I think you're so smart. You're the smartest person in the room. You're so smart. All of us should be... You're bowing to. If you're thinking that you need appreciation or somebody to step up and say, you're the best, or even how can I help you?
Yeah.
If you're expecting if you expect anything,
right,
or think you deserve it, that deserve.
All right, that deserve. Deadly. I know where you're going with the deserve. There's certain people that I know that they feel.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, they feel, for some reason,
and appreciate.
This even goes like with school stuff. There's certain times where like education, people are educated, but they'll use that to be a dick. Yeah, that's right. I said it. No, I said it, and I'm keeping it. I'm not editing that out.
I didn't say edit it out.
Well, and what I mean by that is, that doesn't mean you're above anyone. That doesn't mean, you're smarter and your point makes more sense.
I am the smartest man alive!
There are times where I'll walk in a room and someone just wants to debate. And they want to debate and they use... They show up at a basketball court and go, I played basketball when I was a kid, or I watch basketball all the time and I study it, so therefore I know more than you. And it's like, what are you talking about?
Right. Why do you need to feel like you're the one that's the smartest one in the room? What does the
that's where insecurity.
Does that inner Yeah, is it an insecurity thing that like, but what is it that you don't like about yourself that you need to learn, that you need to use your higher education to make people feel inferior to you? What is that?
Some people are stuck in high school still. Some people are.
So what happened in high school?
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
That makes you feel like you wouldn't want everyone around you to just like you for you.
Well, you're in an environment where it's all completely different.
Like, let me ask you this. Let's just say you're the greatest comedian on the face of the planet, which I think you are. And
thank you. Okay.
But at the same time, you walk around like, yeah, you are. Like, you're all that and all.
Right. I'm going to turn a lot. I would lose most of my fans.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the reasons they do like me.
Who would want to hang out with you? But, like, what's going on in a person's head that thinks they're so loved because they're so smart? But when everybody leaves their side, they're going, oh my gosh, that person's so annoying. Why can't they just be nice?
Yeah, but have you been around people where they think they're so smart and they also use their money? Like, they'll drop money. I made X amount, and when I was, you know, they'll flash with cars or the club they joined, or some people are name droppers. You ever get their name? It's just a feeling of important. You need to feel important. Somewhere in your life, you didn't feel important.
I've heard you drop names before, and I've sat there embarrassed because I don't know why you did it.
You do the same thing.
When did I drop a
name? I've heard you drop names.
When?
You won't say name. You'll say...
my friend.
Yeah. But
that's
you really
not name dropping. Why can't I brag about my friend?
Yes. All right.
Name dropping is different. It's like, I know more people than you. I know more how to...
It's great.
Saying my friend...
just to shut someone up.
Really?
Yeah. No, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Braggers. I'll do that to braggers.
Bragger,
money, name drop, money, drop.
Every time I've bragged, like if I brag about the kids, they are major a-holes the next day.
And then you get pissed at them. You get more angry at them because you lifted them up the day before.
No,
and they don't even know what
myself.
They're walking into.
No, I don't get that.
Yes, you do.
No, not all the time.
The yelling is, I told you 7 times not to do that because I bragged about you yesterday. Now you're making me look stupid.
It says we're supposed to only boast in the Lord.
Well, then the Lord's selfish.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just playing.
No, I don't like that.
Well?
I think, but it's a conviction too that like when you're boastful and the world is crumbling around you, isn't that a sure sign that you need to just shut up, sit down, and just be more appreciative of everything else around you instead of looking for the appreciation to come your way?
Most times people are pretty exhausting.
What do you mean they're exhausting?
What are you talking about? They're smart and this and that. They're exhausting.
Okay. Back on the appreciation thing. So if you're this type of person that feels like you need appreciation whenever you do anything.
Right.
What is the glitch that they can't give that to their spouse or anybody else around them?
Oh.
Why is it that those people are the meanest to their spouse or their partner? But they expect appreciation.
Right. You're stupid, you're dumb, you're this, and you're not as good as me. Why don't you love me?
Right. Why didn't you pat me on the back for what I just did today? Because you were a total jerk to me yesterday. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, do these people understand that, like... They think they're so smart that it's in the way of them just being a nice person. Mm. You're so in your own way that... And then I know other people that set themselves up to not... They want to be appreciated, but they don't want it because they don't want to get hurt later on.
Well, these are all things that happen, I guess, when you was a kid.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The end of the day, it's envy.
It's pride. It's not envy. Envy is when you, like,
No, I think you're better, and you want to like try to take down the competition because you think you're mentally better. You don't like that they have more money. You don't like that they're anything when they outshine you. It's a weird envy. It's weird.
It becomes embedded in them somehow. Well, you know, like
it just does.
You need to learn how to. Like the whole generation of like, you know, don't depend on anybody but yourself also teaches
be them. All you can be.
No,
you don't need anyone.
Well, you don't need.
You don't need anyone. That's the dumbest.
So when you get married,
that's the dumbest. I gotta be honest with you. I think that I won't say dumbest. I think that's the most reckless thing you can.
Start teach a marriage with, or teach any, yeah.
Forget marriage, just people in general.
Yeah.
You always need people. Need people.
Right.
So, for you to always be embedded with, you need to be all you can do because make you the greatest, and you don't need anyone. You know how many people I've heard going, "I don't need him," or "I don't need him." I don't need. Uh-huh. I'm educated. I'm smart, and I'm this, and I'm that. And I'm like, well, then why even live?
Well, why did you get married? Why did you
bring home a trophy?
But why did you get married? Why did you marry that person? Why did you have children with that person?
Yeah, why?
Like, it's and without that person, right. You can't have all the wonderful things that you have right now.
But just that whole mentality, I think, is reckless even without a marriage. Like, if you go around going, I don't need anyone. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You need someone to lift you up, to talk to be honest, to make you laugh.
Yeah.
You need that. So this whole I can do everything myself is to me, it's a reckless way of thinking.
Yeah, I think reckless. It's lonely. At the end, you're going to be alone.
And it's reckless.
Yeah, I agree.
It's lonely, reckless, thoughtless, selfish thinking. And that was a whole, I feel like there was a whole generation that was like, be all you can do and make tons of money and just shove it in your drawer and make sure no one else gets it.
Don't share
because they don't deserve what you have. You worked for to get what you have.
So one other subject that tails off of this appreciation for just each other. Mm. Can you stop playing with things on the
table? Don't tell me what to do while we're podcasting.
You're like playing with little trinkets.
They're chopsticks and I'm gonna make teeth out of them so I can look like a saber.
One of the other things was talking to your kids.
Oh, boy.
About appreciating the other parent. So.
Oh, I see what this is based on. It's directed right at me. This is full blown.
No,
I'm going to expose daddy right here. Go ahead.
And actually, I believe we brought this up. I think we had that one night where I just like rambled off all my ideas.
So what is it again?
So how do you teach your kids how to appreciate the other parent? Like when we go on vacation,
okay,
or go out to dinner, I always say to the kids, like, say thank you to daddy. You know, make sure you thank your dad.
What? Oh.
Make sure you thank your dad.
Yeah.
How do you teach your kids appreciation?
No, how do you teach your kids to appreciate the other parent? Like I also know, like there's a friend of mine who. Her kids are, like, really, really mean to her.
Yes.
And the father just stands there.
Oh, like us? Okay.
Wow.
Well, at least you admit it, because every day I'm like, I'm a doormat. They hate me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm joking.
If we're sitting at a table, right, and the kid is mean to the mother, and the dad's just sitting there, then the dad has a problem, too.
What do you mean it's a problem?
That's a problem. The father has to say, hey, watch yourself.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the dad clearly has a problem with the mom too. And kind of now has an ally.
That's what I mean. I think it's, but this brings back the being appreciative. This brings back the whole like, and she doesn't need anything. She just doesn't understand why her kids are mean to her.
All right. Let me give you a little example. Okay, I grew up, and the kids that lived on my street were so. I would, my mouth would be open the way they were talking to mother. Tell their mother, shut up.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend like that, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Richie, shut up.
I'd be kicked in the next year if I spoke to my mom that way.
Why don't you shut up? Shut up. And I would sit there on the porch like, oh, my God. I can't believe they talk like that to their mother. And her mom would always come out like, hey, don't forget to, all right, please, shh, quiet. And it was the whole family. It wasn't just one. It was the whole family. Now, as I got older, I realized that lady was an all-day drinker. So I couldn't tell she was a drunk. I don't think she was a drunk. However, it created anger with the kids. The kids could see it.
Was the dad around when they spoke to her that way?
Yeah, he would sort of be the same way. He was nasty too.
To her?
Yeah.
And then you wonder why she drank all day.
Yeah, that could have been, I mean, who knows? But what I'm saying is, all right, like I know another couple where their kids... Don't you ever hang out and you can hear kids make snarky remarks? It comes out of... You start disliking certain things about the mom or dad or whatever. Now, let's say the mom is a provocative mom. Let's say the mom is someone who... They're provocative. Some moms don't dress up at all. Some moms dress to the gild. I mean, they go all out. Now, if you're a teenage boy, you don't, sometimes you don't like, you hold your mom on a pedestal and you don't like other men or boys staring at your mother. And then you grow resentment and anger. Like, why do you have to be that way? Why do you have to dress that way?
I think you're going to get that from one of your kids regardless of how you dress. They're always going to find something they don't like about you.
Yeah, but that can cause
a deeper anger,
and now they're starting to...
But if this is
now, let's say it's right or wrong, I'm just saying.
If this is the way mom always was, why isn't the father backing up when they're disrespectful to her?
I have no clue. Maybe there's something with the father, and maybe they don't have a
it, I regardless, don't know. Even when you and I were in our tough spot,
yeah,
I never allowed the kids to speak to you a certain way because,
right,
bottom line, my children weren't speaking properly to an adult.
Right.
Whether I liked you or not, I didn't like what was coming out of my babies.
Right.
So whether I wanted them to be mean to you or not, still didn't sit well with me when I heard it coming out of their mouths ever.
Right. And it sounds crappy when you hear a kid talking mean to their parents.
It sounds crappy when your own kids are crappy.
Yes, it does.
To somebody else.
Especially, yeah, absolutely.
So back to what makes a marriage stronger too is you have vowed to God that you would honor each other and take care of each other through thick and thin, sickness, health, whatever. Why do people exclude that when babies come along? Because I did it. I remember when I had Gabrielle, I was like, oh my gosh, she's my whole life. I love her. I love her so much. I didn't think I could love anybody that much.
Right.
Do you remember we sat there and said, I think I love her more than you.
Yeah.
And you get lost in that.
Sure.
And it's a different kind of love. That's where you gotta do your marriage love is so different from your children love.
Right.
So there shouldn't be love you more.
Right.
Ever. So your direction of importance in life now is all aimed on your kids and everything they do, it's all about your kids all the time. And your marriage gets kind of watered down, left behind. There's no tension being drawn to your marriage anymore because there's that automatic expectation that we're married.
Right.
There should be
Some people don't leave their want to leave their kids.
Yeah, some kids don't have to have their kids in their bed. Some kids don't want to leave their kids overnight with their grandparents or with a best friend or with a sister. Like, I think that's an unhealthy love. Does that make sense? I think it's unhealthy. I think it's unfair to the kid because now you're putting all this pressure on your kid to uplift your happiness.
What do you mean?
If you're that in tune with your children that you can't leave them, you're also leaving pressure on your kid that mom can't leave me. I don't know. I can't really go far away. So what I just think sometimes that, I mean, parental love is just overwhelming. It's just unbelievable. There's nothing like it on the face of the earth. But
how do you get to the point where you're being mean?
Yeah, how do you
allow the meanness?
How do you allow the meanness to be instilled into your children against your spouse or your partner? Like, and why are you sticking? There's so many things. I have so many questions flying through my head.
Like what?
I'm gonna explode.
Like what?
So I know there's married couples out there that just don't like each other right now.
Well, yeah.
And they don't have the time, or they don't feel like they have the time to invest in making it better.
Okay.
Because the kids are going to soccer and wrestling and tennis and lacrosse and everything under the freaking sun, so that you're just two ships passing in the night. And eventually, after 10 years of that, when the kids don't really need you as much, you look at that person and you're like, hey, who are you? You haven't been there for me. I haven't been there for you.
Or they rediscover each other. Forgot you were hot. Wow.
Yeah, I forgot.
Forgot you're nuts, I mean, when you get wasted.
But during that time, and you might not like each other, because raising kids is exhausting and overwhelming. Well,
yeah, yeah. But it's also awesome.
It's also awesome. And it can be awesome.
Yeah, I'm clearly awesome.
But there are times where the kids are jerky. You are. Are you looking for appreciation?
No, I mean, it wasn't even a chuckle. Wasn't even a shut up. Yeah, nothing. You heard that, right, Kelsey? Right, nothing. I got a chuckle from two rooms away.
No, I didn't even chuckle.
Here, this is what just went down. I'm awesome. Could have heard that drop. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Again, where's that coming from? Why do you need...
Because I'm awesome. I'm awesome. So yeah, I think my wife was talking about... She... Ah! Damn! Oh! I just walked into the ed cabinet. Son of a... Woo! Wow, that felt good. Oof. Wow. Oh, that was a good time right there. Right in the shin bone. Oh, God. Oh, my God, that hurt. I'm sorry. Holy crap, I gotta walk that off. Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, we have... You know, sometimes in the holidays, I love family. I'm kind of bummed I didn't see part of my family this year. But there's also, you know, as you get older, you start, if you hear me, that's me rubbing. God dang it, that hurt. Holy crap. Whew, you guys heard that too. It was a tronk. You know, sometimes family... There's certain members where you go visit them and they just, like a cat, you don't know what mood you're getting. Is this the happy person? Is this the moody person? Is this the snippy person? The insulting person? And I know who my wife was referring to. I have friends and family, and for their own protection, I'm not going to go... blood or non-blood or whatever. It's in every family. And they just... you know, I don't know what their deal is. They feel righteous, very, very jealous. That's what I want to tell D. I'm like, there's a lot of envy there. A lot of envy. Very insulting where, you know, the older we get, we're like, do we have to hang around this family? Do we have to hang around this individual? It's great for the kids because kids have cousins and all that, but you know, maybe the cousins are at that age where they can start getting together on their own, because it takes a lot of restraint. A lot of restraint not to shut someone down. I'm into confrontation. I like going after bullies. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a bully seeker. If you're a verbal, physical bully, I enjoy taking you down. I love it. I love taking you down. And there is one in the family, and this person just thinks there's something else. And every time we go, and for years, I would, you know, D would get insulted, or a little snotty remark here and a little snotty remark there, or a little remark about your kid, or a little remark about the way you parent. And you really have to walk into a scenario going, all right, I'm bigger than this. I know I'm going to hear this. And I'm really just here for the kids. And although you enjoy you enjoy that person's other personalities. Like, God, why can't you always be like this? Why can't you always be like that? Why do you have that one ill, sick part of you that you just can't help? And I truly think it's self-envy. It is a self-envy, a jealousy thing. It's they feel like they should be better and further in life. So they use the card of like, I'm so educated and I was so smart. And yeah, but you're an asshole. So what is that doing for you? It doesn't, clearly it does nothing. And so, yeah, you know, we all deal with that. We all have that person or persons. And you just, I let them be. You know, I understand the way people are. I don't take things personally. I think that's the key. You don't take things personally. You gotta realize when you're dealing with a bully in the family, or someone that's insulting, or someone that likes to put people down, whether it's their husband or their kids or other couples, they like to put them down. Why? Because they fear their own flaws. And they're envious. At the end of the day, it's just envy. They're jealous. Wait a minute. I thought you were going... Hold on a second. Well, I thought you were going to a hockey game.
It's later.
Oh, it's later?
Yeah.
It's going to be boys there?
I don't know.
Just playing hockey. Look at the smile. Look at...
I'm joking.
Can we get back to the subject, please?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. What's the subject again? Hockey?
No.
Corn. Potatoes. Corn syrup, which makes people stupid. This corn syrup is making, there's something wrong with it here. I'm feeling funny. Feel like I got kicked by a moose. Whatever you do, don't go behind a mother moose. I just woke up.
She's gonna start crying again.
7 months ago.
So again,
what are we talking about? Pizza?
Come on!
Let's order pizza. Let's go get some chocolate and pizza. Want to get ice cream? We're going to get ice cream! Soft ice cream with chocolate sprinkles!
Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just when your kids are not nice to your spouse, why do you just sit there and let them do that? A, I believe you're molding them into nasty people, disrespectful people. Self-centered people.
I agree. I'm sorry.
Seriously. What stops you as a parent from not defending your spouse, your partner, the one that started this whole thing with you?
Well, if you ask Dr. Jim.
Oh, God.
Dr. Jim says there could be many reasons here. One could be the And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying maybe this is what causes it. The child expresses something to the dad about something that bothers him about mom. Maybe he brings it to mom and she gets very defensive and angry and mean and doesn't listen and just takes it as an attack. And that becomes a cycle. And now he's like, you know what? Yeah, I'll just try to open up, but you're just...
You're talking about
me. You're going to be yourself. I am talking about you, and I'm glad you're noticing this. Because the kids have vented a lot of situations about you. And that's why I allow... Oh, sorry.
Like, like recently?
No, doof, I'm not talking about you. Let's have some ice cream! Ow! Ice cream with sprinkles! Yay!
Those are some money! The ice cream man is coming!
So
who knows?
So what stops... So...
And the father's beaten down because the kids are paying the balls.
Right.
Sometimes the kids are paying in the balls.
Yeah, but overall,
and they're not
you're teaching...
trained for that.
But overall, you're teaching your children.
Yes.
How to be polite.
Yes.
And if you see that they're not polite.
Yeah, like, yes.
To, like, for instance.
I want to talk over you. I'm talking over you.
For instance, if
a kid comes up and doesn't introduce them, it drives me nuts. If I had a pull thing out of a kid, it drives me nuts. It's rude. And you should be like, listen, when you go in there, make sure you say hello. Make sure you say thank you. Make sure you say please. Make sure you do all this. It's up to the parent to tell the kid that awareness. Like, we've been in circumstances where the kid sat down and they're just like,
Yeah, so rude.
And they're just staring at a phone at the table. And we're not talking about a 9-year-old. We're talking about 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. It is the rudest, most obnoxious thing, and I don't know why people allow that. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer
is. Yeah, but my whole subject was how your kids treat your spouse.
Yes.
So, like, let's just say I took the kids shopping or whatever, and they all come home, and they're ripping open the bags, and they're, and you know, they're
like earlier.
No, like just.
Oh, okay. Just in general.
In general, and. You know, I'm like, hey, you guys, you got to do the dishes, Caitlin, or whatever. And they give me total backlash. Mm. And you're sitting there. You don't feel the need to jump in at that moment to go, hey, mom just took you shopping. Again, I'm not looking for appreciation. I'm just looking for a little bit of... And I didn't take them shopping to get anything out of it. But when it's blatantly, yeah. When it's blatantly like... Mom just took us shopping, and I'm not going to help her. Why should I help her? Like, they don't even naturally see that you help me, I help you, we help each other. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if I feel like the girls are taking it, like, I remember, like, if one of the girls asks me for money, I'm like, no way, and then they go and get money from you. That flipping makes me mad, because they took advantage of my husband.
Right.
Their father.
Right. So what's your question?
Why doesn't the other parent do that? Like,
why don't I do it?
No, like, I think most men don't teach their
kids that. I'll say this. There are times when, yes, they should be doing something. She's a big pain in the ass in our house. Simple chores. We're not talking about painting. Or vacuuming.
We don't even make them.
There's four chores. Here's the four chores. Here they are. Dishes.
Yeah.
Kitty litter. Garbage. And some laundry. That is.
And dishes. Put your dishes.
I said that.
In the freaking.
Pay attention. I said that. That's the four. That is the four. Now I will say this. Sometimes, and this makes me. Nuts. This made me nuts as a kid. I'll be either studying or into something. Let's say you're on your bed, but you've deserved this right. And you're...
Nobody deserves anything. Stop using that word so deftly.
You are on your phone and you're in your world.
Just quiet time.
And I come in, I go, right now, you need to go blah, 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 and do this right now. I will do, no, now, do this, and don't do it, and you don't do this, and the beginning of it.
But do you know why I say now?
Because they won't do it.
Because 6 hours before that, I asked 12 times.
Right. So you asked 13 times.
So are you trying to say there's a better way of doing this? Because I would love to hear it.
Just ask them again. Just like a parakeet.
So let me tell you how to train a parakeet. Let me tell you,
kids are like parakeets. Ready? Watch. Kids are just like a parakeet. How are you today? How are you today? Hello. 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 And about a year later, hello. What the f... So they do... They're slow.
Wait,
they're
so...
They're dumb.
So
it takes 18 time.
18 years later.
Sometimes, yeah.
So I have 3 stupid parakeets.
Yeah, you have some dumb parakeets flying around like maniacs. They don't clean shit. They don't do dishes. These parakeets are useless. All they do is fly around shit. That's it. They eat.
They shit on mommy.
Shit all over the place, these birds. They don't clean their own cage. They're a mess.
Hello. So, to just finalize this conversation, because I think we need to put a fork
in it. Let's put a fork in this sucker.
Just be aware that when your spouse is being attacked by your kids...
Stick up for them.
Step up. Yes. That's your wife. That's your husband. That's your partner.
Yes.
Those people were in your life before these rotten kids of ours.
Before the parakeets showed up.
Before the stupid parakeets showed up.
Hello. Hello. Oh, so you do understand. All right, I love you.
I love you, too.